All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance? You used to be up there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to declare quorum with all three board members present. We'll move to the minutes from last month's meeting. We've got a new face in the room, so Michael takes the notes from the meeting and summarizes them for us here, and then we send them around to so that we all look through them. If nobody had any last minute changes,
no.
Anybody? All right. I will put a motion on the table to accept the minutes from the January meeting.
Second.
All right, motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. And, okay. Robert, with our overseer report.
Monthly overview, trim trees on 161, County Line 3, clean ditch on Metal Art 3 and replaced drive culvert. Salt sand and chip roads during snow and ice storms, hand patch, chip seal roads, hauled rock to bad areas after snow and ice storms. So, hauled 1,095.91 ton of rock. Labor hours are 525.20. Used 54 gallons, 0.24 of gas, 387.9 of red diesel, and 275.5 of green. Everything was in working order until the right at the last of the month. Graded 62 miles of roadway and 5 of the neighborhoods. That's it.
Yep. And again, that monthly overview is just a kind of a sample of what the guys have been up to. They've been working a lot on trees lately as well, up and down 140th, 120th, Metal Ark and Indianola up in the northeast corner of the township.
160th also.
Yeah. Like I said, a whole bunch of it. And then wrestling with the weather back and forth in January. 55 one day and then 20 the next, and
snow and ice.
Got a lot done, yeah. Yeah, a lot of moisture. So appreciate that. Okay. Michael with the clerk's report.
The only thing that I want to bring up, it's been a year since I've been on the board. Mm-hmm. And during those times, I have sent multiple requests to the previous clerk about getting some information, including the password to the old township clerk email, any USB drives that there still might have been, any digital records that she might still have, and a copy of the QuickBook and the license. The last email I sent to her was on January 29th. And got a response back that she has none of that, which is somewhat impossible. But I'm officially giving up.
Considering I know that she had QuickBooks on her personal computer that the township paid for.
Yep.
That's,
I know.
That's what it is.
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right. Katie, with the treasurer's report.
Okay. I'll start with this. So, in December, we voted at our special meeting to make an extra grader payment to help use up our budget authority. And I called Caterpillar up. Caterpillar Financial carries our grader loan, And I said, hey, usually we would be making another grader payment right about now, but you didn't send out an invoice for it. Well, apparently the way Great Caterpillar Financial works, after two phone calls to them, apparently the grader payment that we paid in December that was supposed to be an extra payment they applied to are this year's March 6th payment. And they said if we pay another payment here for the March 6th payment, they will apply it to our March 6th, 2021 payment. That's how that apparently works. So I asked him, I said, so I don't need a payoff amount. I just need a rough number on what do we still owe. And just rounding it, we owe $46,200. That is roughly what we owe.
Okay.
So I was thinking we could discuss if we want to go ahead and just pay that off this year. Or do we want to make
so it's either it's either pay one payment this year, one payment next year, and then it's done, or pay them both this year?
If we make another payment this year, then we would for sure be paying it off next year. Or if we look at our budget for this year, mm-hmm. we've been consistently having money left over in our general fund. Mm-hmm. So do we potentially take that leftover money, plan on having that again at the end of the year, and just pay the whole thing off?
Right. Okay, good discussion. I also think we'll pull out the original, since you were just talking to him today, we'll pull out the original contract and see what it says in there about prepayment approval, about paying off the loan early.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it says.
Make sure that there's no penalties, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether there's a, or if there's verbiage that they don't allow prepayments.
Yeah, because it surprised me that they said that they do not just take your extra payment and put it towards the principal. No, they put it as your next payment.
Yeah, most finance companies were trying to default that way because they continue to earn interest rather than putting it towards principal. You usually have to push them and force them to do it.
Yeah,
so that's why I want to see what the paperwork says and whether they're legally saying that that's how they do it or they're saying it's policy, and then I'll get on them for that if it's...
Well, and I ended up on hold for quite a while, and he said that he talked to two or three different people to try to get an answer for me because I was pushing on it, and he said that's just how it's done, so...
Well, again...
And there's no way to change that, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, so. Well, again, there's policy and there's legal, so...
So there's that. So that's something I guess we need to decide how we want to handle that. If we want to just go ahead and pay that off this year, what we want to do.
Right. Well, pull out that contract first, and then we'll go from there.
We should have that in the quick and easy OneDrive.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Okay.
So there's that. Let's see. Last month, we had a beginning bank balance of $224,544.93. We had a lot of transactions go through. A lot of them were just from our end of year meeting in December, still hitting the bank. And then we also, in January, we got our first big payment from the county. So that left us an ending bank balance of, just an ending balance, because it looks like everything cleared, of $443,790.22.
Okay.
For once, we didn't have anything outstanding. And then moving on to the vouchers. Michael, apparently I missed an email, and Jeff said, hey, what about this email? So Jeff and I discussed the email a little bit of stuff, and I made the adjustment that you caught of the Cook CPA.
Okay.
I made that adjustment. But that was the only thing that I adjusted.
And the Butler County, the second charge from Butler County, Salt, mm-hmm. we're paying that next month?
Yes, because that was done this month.
Okay.
It was dated February?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I am going to move to approve the vouchers incurred in January 2020.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Pay the bills.
And that should be it for me.
Okay. Okay, on the trustee report, I got a couple of little things, large things. Talked to Butler County to get an update about the roundabout. They are still on track for April/May at the latest. The state just had a meeting beginning of this week or late last week where the bids actually got postponed a little bit because they needed to follow up on some legalese and some environmental issues. But they have had, they've been tracking the number of contractors that have come in and gotten packets to bid, and the number's been quite high, so it looks like there'll be a lot of competition for it. They have not seen the bids yet, and they don't know, you know, who the contractor's gonna be. Let's see, they've already talked to the quarry about talking to all the truck drivers about not using 150th when they're running rock coming west here because of the turn onto Prairie Creek going north is a narrow, it's just the straight two lanes with two decent sized ditches on either side. And so they're already worried about either a belly dump type truck or a trailer of some sort going off there, so they're really trying to be proactive and keep the trucks out of it, out of that detour area.
So where are they gonna send the trucks then?
Kellogg or 210.
Okay,
try and
not down one of our roads.
No, they're trying not to tell them not to, but see what they do. I mean, they're already using them somewhat.
Yeah.
Some of them use them already.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it doesn't really significantly increase, I guess.
Agreed. Let's see. I asked him about the millings that'll come out of the intersection there, and it's going to be. He said there's going to be at least 100 feet going each direction of the compass, right from the center of the roundabout. That's going to be concrete, and so all of that asphalt is coming up. The contractor who wins the bid will own the millings, and so any agreements we're going to have to figure out who the contractor is and approach them to try and. See if we can get those. And then they've already put up, I saw 30 mile an hour signs on 140th, and I believe on Prairie Creek up there, on the detour there. And we're talking to them about putting them out on County Line as well, as people are coming east from on 150th. We're assuming they're gonna turn onto County Line and go 140 or south on County Line to 160. So we're going to try and make sure that's signed as well to keep everybody slowed down. And then talking to the county, they did say that since that job is contracted out for the most part, they will be available for chip sealing some roads. And so we just got to figure out which exact roads and then...
That early?
We'll get them a list. What's that?
In April?
No. Not chip sealing in April. I just mean this summer.
Oh, I see.
Okay. It would be done again in August, September-ish, as far as doing the work.
But they won't be behind it on projects because they're not doing that job.
Correct. They're not doing a majority of the work. Right. Yeah, I didn't know how much they would have to submit or commit their resources to the roundabout project. It's not much at all. Okay, so on that note, for the chip seal, there's been some discussion about doing road counts again. Michael has expressed an interest in having an engineering company do it. We did get two proposals before, so we're opening this up for discussion again. The two proposals were from Liberty Engineering and from Sellison and Sons. Short version, the Liberty came in at literally twice the price per site, is what they call it, as far as where they put the traffic readers up. And Liberty was about $500 per site. I'm sorry, the other way around, $1,000 per site. Sillison was $500 per site. The quote we got was $14,000 for 30 sites, so just under $500 actually. So that's and this quote is from a year ago, so we would basically we just said we'd bring it up to discuss it and start the process again, talk to them again and see if they can do it, if the numbers are still similar, and just look into this more. Is there anything else you wanted to?
No. Okay. I just think it's a we have done
any reasons why you'd like it.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think that in the past we have done these, and there's been concerns with the accuracy of them and the different things that I see posted on social media about that their road should be done. I think that having a real
third party
doing this information and getting us would help, for one thing, push us to where we need to go, and something we can publish on the website that other people can look at so they know that it's real.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay, so that's just as a heads up, that's something we're going to be talking about. We'll probably try and get some proposals, maybe bring something to the March meeting that we can potentially vote on. What's that?
Does Butler County do their own?
Not really. They don't have enough, time.
I was just curious, because I know Cedric County, when I worked there, they did their own road counts, and that's why I was asking, because they had all the equipment over there. I didn't know if Butler County did.
Well, I think they do some of their own, but they don't hit all the gravel roads. They hit main, their main thoroughfares, 150 at Santa Fe Lake.
Well, I didn't know if there was an aspect that we could go, maybe go through them and save money that way.
We can get those numbers, as well as the railroad does a count like every 5, 6, 7 years, right. But they just hit the railroad crossings. And
well,
so we have
get Butler to set out their counters for us.
We can see if they do that.
See if they would do it cheaper than what you could hire an engineering company.
Okay.
I just a thought. I mean,
no, I'm not opposed. I'm trying to remember from 4 years ago why. We talked to him at some point and why we didn't go with them, but have another conversation. Let's see, road to roundabout. Okay, let's see, we'll go into our items of business. This one's another discussion. We've kind of gone back and forth amongst the board. Commissioner Wajax approached us and said if we wanted to submit ideas for a township speed limit to him, he's willing to put it before the commission board. And so we've gone back and forth among the three of us of doing it either township-wide on the main road, well, township-wide, and then do we decide, do we do the main roads north, south, east, west as one speed and all the neighborhoods as another speed, or do we submit it and just not go township-wide and just pick specific roads here and there that we know, number one, have a lot of traffic, just mostly the ones that have a lot of traffic, and to go which way on that, and then to pick what the speed limit might be if we decide either way. So I guess I'll just open it up for discussion and we'll figure out. I think we're in agreement we want to submit something, so let's just figure out figure out what we're going to submit.
And I guess for me, the biggest thing is just getting it enforced. Because I would hate to spend all this money on signs and posts and all that stuff and then not have anything done.
Agreed. I don't know.
So to me, I would rather let's start with a sample area where it would be more likely to get somebody out there to enforce it. And that's then depending on how that goes, revisit if we want to expand that area.
Okay. One thing I did think about enforcement is that if they are responding, say, for a traffic call for, or not a call, but a traffic stop or any other kind of activity, if this is in place, that they can actually add it to anything that's going on. Or they have it, as another penalty, potentially. You're talking about active enforcement, like are they coming through and are they catching speeders, right?
Yeah, but even getting them out there to catch anyone for anything.
Well,
it is.
Okay, but that goes into a whole.
I know, and that's where I'm, because if we have roughly 70 miles, each, let's just say that each mile has to have two signs on it.
Yep.
That's 140 signs and posts. How much does a sign usually run, do you know?
Post signs, everything together, you're looking, I'm not sure. By number Butler County, I have not yet.
Yeah, they're not, I don't know, they're being pretty
good. I didn't know if you
I
had
a... I know the stop signs used to run about like, $95 a piece.
I think they're more than that now.
For a big stop sign? Yeah, I was thinking 50 to 70.
You use 30 inch, they use 36. So.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying for the speed limit signs.
Yeah.
No, stop signs. Stop signs are more.
They're definitely a little cheaper because the white back is and black is a lot cheaper than the red one.
Right.
So.
Right. And the other thing we talked about was phasing in all the signage, that this is not a lump sum expense. That we say, okay, we got this many miles. We'll take the next, 4 years to do it, 3 years to do it, and spread that. As a possibility.
Okay. Because I'm just thinking.
And you do the road count, you might want to start with your high volume.
Agreed.
I mean, that'd be logical to hit some of them first with the speed limits.
Those would be our chip seal sections.
Is the county going to come in and enforce this detour roads?
As far as the speed?
Speed limit without any further part on our part?
The county has already talked to the sheriff's department about it.
So we shouldn't have to worry about those at this point.
Until it's done,
enforce it during the construction.
Hopefully so.
But we hope.
That's what they discussed having happen.
Yeah. Okay, hope so.
Well, and I hope they recognize that obviously it's through, populated areas where people are living with driveways.
Yeah, well.
Obviously similar driveways out to Butler Road. But houses that are a lot closer to Perry Creek.
With the detour thing, and they should enforce that without any us doing anything about it.
Agreed.
Spend any money for signs.
Well, they've already put the signs up, so.
Yeah, but they should enforce it. We shouldn't have to call them and tell them that to be.
Agreed.
That it's a mess. Come do something about their mess.
Okay, so you're thinking sample. Your thoughts?
My thought is that we pass a township wide, both for main roads and neighborhoods, and we put signs up based upon volume or our neighbors urging us to put one up.
Putting them up by phone call, is that what you're saying?
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
I guess my
I think that if at least we have it on, this is all assuming that Wage S gets a pass through Butler County, right?
Agreed.
At least if we have it on our records that we've passed it across the board, hopefully that will, I don't think it will change people's habits, whether we have a sign or don't have a sign, based upon the information that I sent to you guys.
It's got
to
start somewhere.
But it's got, right, exactly. We have to start it somewhere. I don't think that we should incur the expense immediately. And 4 years, yeah, I was thinking more like 10 years.
That's a long time.
I was thinking more 10 years.
Oh, I wouldn't go that
long. Okay. I say as we chip seal, then we need to throw a sign up there for sure.
Fair enough.
Well, and is that, does that come back to my sample of, hey, put a policy in place that every road we chip seal, it has a speed limit attached to it then at that point?
Yeah, we could do that.
Something like that.
Well, part of my interest in this is that...
That would be 70 years before we get it all the stop signs, so.
I'm not
for sure, but I think the way you're talking, if you try to do that, the only problem is you've got to, every road, every mile section you do, the county has to sign a resolution that that's going to be the designated speed limit.
For every road.
One of them has to be voted on.
If we do chip seal, they have to do a resolution.
Every time?
Every time we chip seal, every year.
For speed limit.
No.
Well, and why I think this is attractive, frankly, is because of the gravel roads, almost more so than the chip seal, because slower speeds are going to slow down the wear and tear on the gravel, slow down or decrease the amount of dust, increase safety, which is all on the gravel, more so than on the chip seal.
Yeah, but that goes back to my... That only works if people follow it.
True. Obviously. I mean, any law. You can
and
say that about.
I am saying that it would cost to do the whole township over $10,000.
Okay.
And I would hate to waste $10,000.
Totally agree.
If we aren't going to.
But again, that could be over. Okay, so if we say over 3 years, that's $3,500 a year over 3 years out of a $550,000 budget is three fourths of 1% on that.
I know, but it adds up because,
agreed. I'm just putting the numbers in perspective.
We're talking about possibly doing road counters mm-hmm. through a third party. Then we're talking about signs, and that just adds up to more stuff. I mean.
Okay. No extra
stuff
greater
stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. Stuff
no,
like
can,
that. I mean, it adds up.
Agreed.
And that's why I'm just, maybe if we start with the sample area this year, see how it goes this year, and then if it goes good, doing it.
What's our criteria of a successful launch on the sample?
Well, we have enough people that let us know what their road conditions are and their traffic speeds. I'm sure that we could get them to report back if they see a difference.
I'm not trying to throw stones, but everybody has the busiest road in the township.
I know. That's why I'm saying we've got enough people out there. I'm sure we could get some feedback.
Well, I'm
glad. Did I suggest something there?
Sorry?
Tom said you can't go down. Up here on 179th, go down to 143rd where they asphalt that by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see no speed limit signs going down that way across 63rd and over. Take a drive up there and see what kind of signs they put up on that.
55 mile an hour.
I mean, that's technically what it is.
Cedar County doesn't lower them unless they. Only time they lower a speed limit is if it's
curb and gutter.
Curb and gutter or required.
Even per your handbook, it says,
yeah,
what the speed limit is and drive per road conditions.
Right.
Yeah, open. Most of the county roads are open, and there no speed limit is listed. It's 55 on them.
Right. So, are you trying to say you don't think we should do it?
Well, I think on the chip and seal, put down complete respect to roads. Phone turning and stuff like that. If you want more roads, chip and seal. That's what you're mainly after, is people turning up the roads.
Yeah. Well, we can.
On 146, for instance, school buses go through there. And they go, and I found out, speed limit there on gravel road is 40 miles an hour.
It's 55, depending on where it's at.
That's what they said. That's the speed limit there on that road.
Right. Which is
not gravel off the road
when
they come through there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is part of why we're talking about this. I mean,
so they need to lower the speed limit down.
Yep. Well, we've talked about, some of the numbers thrown out were 35 miles an hour township-wide on the north, south, east, west. and 25 in the neighborhoods.
Right.
And frankly, like I said, it's sort of wear and tear, dust, right. You know, just everything getting chewed up.
The other alternative is that we don't maintain the road.
Sorry?
The other alternatives don't maintain the road, so when they get so bad, they have to drive slower.
We don't want to go back to that.
I know.
I have an example of that.
We'll be putting out your phone number then. All right, so let's start with you think sample. You think township wide.
I mean, especially if we have to wait for a resolution every time. I guess if we're just doing it, I guess, I don't know from a sample.
Well, my sample isn't just like four signs, like
two
roads.
That's not what we're saying.
Yeah, no, no.
I mean, more than that.
Whether it be 10 or however, I don't know how we'll say this was a success and we should go county or township wide.
How do you measure? That's what he's trying to say. Right.
I know in the past we were able with our road counters to also get speeds. Mm-hmm. Were we still getting that off of our last round of road counts? I don't remember.
No, because the last one we did with the trail cameras, since it would cost more to do that. But the engineering ones definitely would put up speed.
I mean, do we wait till we get this done and look at this data? To find out what our speeds are, maybe we find out that the average speed is 35 miles an hour.
No, we know it's not.
Well, okay. I said the average.
Not even.
I mean, I know.
I remember when
Marge Richardson drives about 20 miles an hour, so she's offsetting everybody else that's doing 50.
Or 80 or 90. People you have that might do this count, will they count miles prior to?
Yeah.
That's something you want to make sure of.
Agreed.
If you hire them to do it.
Agreed, because frankly, when we did it before, and when we put the pneumatic tubes out, some of the readings we were getting, we showed the sheriff's office, they were so insane.
I never drove the speeds when I was younger, never.
I'm sure. Well, I'm of the mind, if you're gonna negotiate and ask for it, that we ask big, and then if Dan says that he can't get that through the township wide, then we go smaller.
If we go ahead and pass it, though, we have to put the signs up.
I don't think we need to.
Well, if you put up a speed limit for the whole township, you have to have signs up.
Why?
To enforce it.
According to?
Enforceable.
Yeah, without the signs, you can't.
It's non-enforceable if you're in a sign up.
Right. No, we understand that. Yeah. But we're talking about just like you said, so that we don't have to get it approved.
You don't have to sign. If you want sheriff to be able to write tickets, you got to have sign.
Right. Which is why I don't want to go 7 or 10 years. We got to be able to.
Okay.
And frankly, if it is 10 grand, I'm sure we can manage. I'm sure we can manage the budget to be able to do this quickly.
That was just an estimate at each sign and post
right.
installation costing about $75
mm-hmm.
a piece. That was just estimating.
Okay. I need to buy some. We'll find out here pretty quick how much they are. I just can't figure out how to get old again.
Okay.
I got a pinball machine.
Okay, so are we at least, sorry, 2-1 about township wide? Because now we got to talk about speeds. Where do we fall there?
I say 35-25.
What are your thoughts?
I was thinking 40-25.
40-25?
Even the city doesn't even follow their own 30.
Well, that's not okay. We're not making.
I'm
coming up with ideas because of that.
Though.
To me, 25 is an oddball number.
For neighborhoods.
Yeah, but even in the city, you're looking at 30. This is the lowest. 20
okay.
if it's a school zone, but 30 is the lowest
okay.
speed limit even
okay.
on the side streets.
Fair point.
35 is a nice.
I think so because I mean Andover's got 4 lanes of asphalt and it's 40, so
yeah,
us saying 35 on gravel is not out of the realm.
That's
right?
Why I've always said 35 is good.
You're shaking your head.
Road.
I don't want to tear up my truck, so 30-35 is why I drive the roads. Harold, there's damn much rough potholes out there, and you call in, complain about it, nothing's done about it, other than grade and re-ground.
Seriously?
Why tear up your vehicle, you know? 30, 35 is fast enough.
Okay, so 35, 30? Does that sound all right?
It's fine.
So we're saying 30 in the neighborhoods, 35 on the main roads.
Yeah.
You're only driving 6 miles.
People are going to
unless
drive.
You're on 47th Street.
Normally, if
road.
It's 30 miles an hour sign, they're going to drive 35.
Right.
If it's 25, they're going to drive 30.
Yeah. They're going to always I'm seeing them all driving whatever anyways.
Well, and this, I mean, frankly, this needs to be a community effort as well. That this needs to be talked about at school, on the sports teams, and all the different organizations around town. You know.
I guarantee you, school buses drive more than 35.
Well, yeah, well, 40 or 50.
I know, 50, 40. Like I said, it's got to start somewhere, right?
I know when I was a kid riding the school bus, it didn't feel like they were going slow at all. Just saying, it's been some years,
right.
But.
So we'll go 35, 30. And, okay, so I will put a motion on the table to adopt a township-wide speed limit for the north-south roads, the main north-south roads, and the main east-west roads. Those are the ones that start at the borders and are a mile apart, of 35 miles an hour, and our neighborhoods in between all those roads as a 30-mile-an-hour limit, township-wide. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Aye. I don't want to do the township wide.
Okay. All right.
That's just
that's fine. I think you're supposed to say, I think you're supposed to say nay, but that's fine.
I got it.
We understand.
Yep.
We understand. Okay. And then an easy one on number two here. When we do our audits, we prepare extra copies of paper for the auditors. And so Michael just wanted to put this on here to a motion to properly destroy the extra paper records for 2018 audit that we used for the auditor. The note on here that we still keep the original paper copies and the electronic ones that we still have stored on the cloud drive that the township has. So moved.
I just want to clarify something.
Please.
We do not keep the original paper. It's all on the cloud.
You got rid of all of it?
Yes.
I thought we just went old.
We okay. Passed that quite
all right,
a while back.
And it's good with the auditor.
Okay.
And with the county.
All right. I will rescind that motion and restate as the motion to destroy the paper records from our 2018 audit. Electronic records will still be kept. So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. And we are to citizen discussion. If anybody had any questions or comments.
I have some questions on the road that I'm on.
I'm sorry. Could I get your name?
46 David Moyer.
Moyer. Okay. Mr. Moyer.
What's happening, of course, right now it's too wet to do anything.
Yeah.
Because of the mud and everything. But during the summertime or springtime, if the road out there, if it can get at least 5 to 6 inches of gravel, not limestone, because it just goes dust, because of the, it just pulps.
Pulverizes, yeah.
But so if we can get that much, and that way when it does rain, it won't go down into the mud. Because they're, you know how the water goes into the mud, or makes mud. And if it's high enough up, the tires won't gonna get in there, so that way you don't have the ruts as much. And like you say, if you slow the speed down,
mm-hmm.
The biggest problems we have is school buses out there. They go twice a day, and when they go through there, they're going 40 or 45 miles an hour.
Yeah, and FedEx and UPS as well.
Yes, right. They're bigger trucks. And it mainly just certain time you got to do that.
Right. And,
we've had ruts that deep in the ground this time of year out there.
Yep.
Because of it, and it's because the gravel's already gone what was in there. And we have no hardly any gravel at all out there for rock.
Okay. I know Robert got on there a few weeks ago, but we'll make a point to take a look at it again and try and get some more on there.
That's mainly what I was wanting to
get. Okay. And like I said, and we're...
appreciate it, Jeff.
Yeah, no problem. And we're looking at, like I said, we're trying to see if we can get the millings from this project.
Right.
So we can keep
now,
some of that going.
Now, as far as a chip seal thing, yep. Is that going to be, you're trying to get it for all the township? Different areas, or are you eventually getting into other areas?
Well, ironically, we weren't originally thinking the whole township because at the time the cost for it was too prohibitive. But now with Butler County doing it, and they're literally half the price of APAC or somebody else because
volume.
Well, because they can't charge us a profit.
Okay.
So we get it at cost.
Okay.
So we can't do as many miles a year. Cost-wise. But there is a scenario where long-term, either having them, I'm not sure if they can do it because I don't know if they can do the number of miles, but longer-term, if we were to get our own machine and have us do it, if we were able to match the cost that they're doing it for, we could literally take the budget we have right now, do a third of our roads every year to resurface them, and do every road in the township. The numbers work that way.
And rock
is one of our highest.
It just didn't,
really.
I know. Totally surprising.
They do away with the rock a lot of it.
I know.
Yeah.
No.
So there is a scenario to be able to get there. I don't know how much those machines cost though. That's part of the question mark. And also it would be. I mean, literally doing 4 or 5 miles a year is going to be another 10-year, 12-year process.
And
so
you wouldn't have graders as much. You wouldn't use
right.
those at all.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you'd use them to build the roads first, and then
for,
yeah, there is a scenario where it could happen. It'll take a while to get there.
And then people wouldn't have to worry about the dust. Wouldn't have to worry about the road washboarding.
Right.
The regular potholes. I mean, because we're also making sure ditches are done too.
The dust all depends on how far back off the road you are. If you're far enough back off the road, it doesn't bother you.
Right.
But, you know, it's all those types of things. So. And obviously, if you're north and south, that's where it comes.
Yeah, which way the wind's going.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Most of those set. So. Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate the information.
Sure. Anything else?
So you're happy with your chip seal roads?
So far, yeah. The only one we're having kind of issues, a little bit of issues, is 160th, just towards the Prairie Creek end. We're getting a few kind of some chewed up areas on the sides of it. But otherwise, 180th has held up really well. 170th has held up really well. And those we did in summer of 2017.
Okay.
They told us 3 to 5, and we budgeted and kind of planned out 3 years to be real conservative with it. And so this summer would be 3 years if we were to put one coat over the top of any of those roads again.
You started with two. You started with double chip seal, I'm assuming.
Yep. Yep.
And Butler County is doing that. They're 15,000 a mile.
They are now. Now it's we estimate 16 to 20. It's been per layer.
Okay.
Yeah, when we had APAC do it, it was in the, 57?
Yeah,
double seal.
They're going to be astronomical high.
Yeah, because we did three miles at a time the first time.
Okay.
And then Butler did it for us last summer over here, and there was 16 per layer per mile.
But have the reduced cost of maintenance offset that some?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't have probably an actual number?
No, not yet, since it's all so new.
Sure.
And it kind of comes in lumps where You don't have to do anything for a long time, and then you got to repair a patch that's, you know,
right.
10 years old.
We just put UPM or cold patch in there,
yep.
Probably then.
Exactly. Cold and actually, now. Right now, that was something that was surprising when I talked to them today. This is a guy that's 25 years with Butler County. He said almost nobody knows that most of Butler County's roads that are now paved literally started out as chip seal.
Absolutely.
And then they patch 10 or 20 yards at a time, keep patching, and over time, all the patches, the cold patch or the hot patch, built up, and then they put a little asphalt on it, and it was a paved road. So it's like...
Sand.
What?
Long start out of sand.
Yeah, probably.
Even Rosehill Road here.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like you guys have been pretty proactive at repairing all these roads. I've seen along throughout the summer quite a few of your roads down here have been chip sealed. I guess I was impressed.
Well, thanks.
That's
I'm trying
what I was
to.
After is the longevity.
Yeah. Like I said, when we looked into it back in 16, some reports said 5 to 7. We were like, because it all depends on traffic and also volume and weight, the type of traffic you're getting. So we get a lot of farm equipment, a lot of trucks.
So having a third party count rather than just doing it yourself, are you doing that just to not be biased to a certain area?
Everybody keeps thinking we're biased, even though when we're not. And
it's for
credibility. So
absolutely.
So that nobody can question it. And just,
okay. And you started with the highest counted road and just started working that direction. What made you decide?
Roughly.
For the, okay. That was one of the main criteria. The other were how close was the road ready to be chip sealed as far as how much work in the road base, sub base shape it needed to be done. How much
trees.
Did the ditches need to be cleaned out, the trees cut, how many culverts needed to be replaced. Just looked at all those different factors to come up with, you know, which roads in order to try and do.
Because I think we had one or two roads that we were looking at that were just too much to try to tackle.
Well, in the time frame at that time.
That we had,
yeah.
It was just too much at that time, but who
right.
knows, maybe, I mean, the guys have been working on stuff. Maybe when we look at it again, maybe it'll be in better shape. Who knows?
And having four employees helps. Full employment. Getting work done. Anything else?
No,
anybody? Okay.
The east end of 171st, I think the curve sign is gone.
Oh, really? Do you notice? Are you on a?
No, I haven't.
The second the
one?
Second S curve down there.
Did we have one?
Where the pavement ends.
Right.
I think the curve and the road sign's gone. If not, there should be. I mean, I don't. It wasn't there the other day. No.
Okay. You got knocked down, maybe.
Okay. I'll check it out.
If you were speeding down there in the dark, like, you might miss it.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course, if we weren't speeding.
We would run over right?
at 35. You could make the curve.
Yeah, exactly.
Did we have a quick announcement to make?
Oh, you're right. Thank you. This is why we have three board members. Okay. So we are going to talk about personnel issues. Let's see, Robert had his 1 year anniversary in September. Randy just had his 1 year this in February here. Doug was also September. Steve's been with us for a couple of years. So normally with Kansas rules, open meetings for personnel talk about performances, we would go into an executive session. But rather than make you guys sit here and wait for half an hour while we do this, we're going to have an executive session. When we come out of that session, we are not going to vote on anything tonight. We're just going to adjourn this regular meeting, okay? So that you guys don't have to sit here for half an hour while we're in there.
One question, the remittance from the county said third class. What is that?
That is the city of Rosehill. They are considered a third class city. And there is a difference in rules as to how we can spend that money versus the other money in the general fund.
Yeah,
I just said.
So
yeah,
by keeping track of that, it helps, especially at the end of the year with any money left over, it helps us say, what can we do with that money?
Yeah, it's just the size of the city. and how they call it. So we had the tax dollars get treated differently.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Appreciate you guys' time.
Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Glad
Looks
you.
Looks like you guys have a pretty well-oiled organization comparatively.
Well, I appreciate that.
Let's just say this takes work.
No, that's good. I commend you guys for doing that. I mean, I'm from a neighboring township, so.
Gotcha.
Just kind of curious.
Okay.
It was a rough few years to get to this point.
Yeah. We've done well so far. It looks good.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we are back from executive session here at our February 20th township meeting. And the executive session was discussing personnel matters. We've just come back from that. And we are going to call the regular meeting adjourned. So moved.